listening to ESL Talk, a podcast made for English teachers by English teachers.
Life is full of what-ifs, some awesome, like what if AI could fold your laundry? And some, well, less awesome, like what if you have unexpected medical costs? UnitedHealthcare can help get you covered with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. They supplement your primary plan to help you manage out-of-pocket costs. No deductibles, no enrollment periods, and especially no more what-ifs. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Hello everyone, welcome to another new episode of ESL Talk. This is episode 15 in season 5. Another amazing season is almost finished and almost wrapped up for now. After this episode, we will be taking a short break and a short pause just to reflect and to see where we're at with everything in terms of the podcast. It's been a really great season. Had some amazing guests, learned a lot myself, and I'm sure you have too. And we've grown a lot. We've really built a strong listenership now, a really strong audience. And it's great to see the amount of diversity we have in terms of the listenership, where you contact me from, where you comment from, and where you are, you know, in your teaching journeys. You know, I talk regularly to teachers who have just started at the beginning of the journey, up to veteran teachers of 20 to 25 years. We talked to Nobel Prize winning scientists. We talked to authors, you know, people who've written books and want to promote them, to, you know, educational leaders and those creating great tools and platforms for teachers to use. So there are so many wonderful guests that we've met. I've already started reaching out and interviewing people for next season, so that should hopefully be coming very soon. We'll announce that shortly. But I just wanted to thank you all for the amazing support, the you know, the great content that you've helped us create. And also, Faye is also really blown away by how much we've grown this season and how we have developed. And the hope is that Faye can come back and join us in the next season. So fingers crossed that everything works out well. But just wanted to say a huge thank you at the top of today's episode. And this episode, this week, it's going to be with our guest, Alina. Alina's going to share with us about TWEE, T-W-E-E, which is an amazing AI-powered tool for teachers to help teachers create materials, create activities, create games, create reading comprehension skills, vocabulary, grammar, you know, encourage more speaking and interaction. It's a really fantastic tool. So we'll be getting into TWEE, how it can help you as a teacher, how it can help your students, and how you can get started for free. So I think this is a really fantastic tool. I've really enjoyed, you know, working through it and using it myself to help me plan and prepare homework, grammar, vocabulary, and just to jazz up my lessons to make them a little bit more engaging. And it does cut down on a lot of time as well, which is really amazing. So let's get into TWEE and let's talk about TWEE today with our guest, Alina. Just before we get started, don't forget to hit that subscribe button if you are not subscribed, so you can catch all of our new episodes and hopefully the new episodes from season 6 once they drop shortly. Also, as well, do follow us on Instagram if you haven't. You can find us at ESL Talk Podcast. And of course, check us out on YouTube as well. We'd really appreciate your support on YouTube. Just go to YouTube and search ESL Talk Podcast, where you can find all of our episodes on there as well. And then just finally, if you would like to be a guest on next season, season 6, we are already reaching out and recording those episodes. You can just go to the website, esl-talk.com. You can find the button at the top, be a guest, just complete a few short details and we'll be in touch to set up an interview with you. And you can be part of our new season, season 6, once it drops shortly in the next few weeks. So that is all really exciting, and I cannot wait to interview more great guests next season, hopefully with Faye by my side as well. So we're going to get into today's interview with Alina. We're going to find out all about TWE and how it can help teachers and students as well. So here we go with today's interview.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom. Like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Spring is my favorite time to start a new workout routine. With the weather warming up, it feels easier to get into the rhythm of things. Whether you have 20 minutes or an hour for a Pilates class or outdoor guided walk, Peloton has everything you need to help you get going. Get a head start on summer with Peloton at onepeloton.com.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit BetterHelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
All right, we are here with Alina for this part of the podcast, which is all about TWE. So hello, Alina. Thank you so much for joining us today.
Hello. Thank you for having me.
Yeah, not a problem at all. I'm really excited to learn a little bit about TWE, and always we want to learn about new tools for English teachers. So first, Alina, could you just tell us a little bit about your story and what inspired you to create TWE?
Sure. So we created TWE with two ideas in mind, basically. Number one is to make language teachers' lives easier without sacrificing the quality of their work. And the second one is to give learners the chance to study with the unique materials tailored specifically to their goals. So it's a combination of both. So as a result, in a nutshell, we have a product that does the heavy lifting for the teachers and allows teachers to concentrate on engaging students instead of finding and crafting the materials for each lesson. And we have tools that essentially are generators of unlimited content for the students. So this is the bit for the students.
So it's essentially a lesson planning tool that does all of the work for you, essentially.
Yeah, it's AI powered. And it's basically a lesson planner for the teachers.
It's incredible. The name TWE, so how did you come up with this name, and how does it relate to kind of, you know, English teaching and what you want to do as a platform to help teachers?
That's a great question. It's not quite a heartwarming tale of the founder naming it after, you know, some beloved childhood pet or something. It was quite random. So, but, you know, there's no story behind it. But at the end of the day, it's the efficiency of the tool that matters, not the name.
Of course, of course. Yeah, just always curious because some names have an interesting story or background, but that's fine. I can totally understand that. So what challenges have you faced so far with this platform? What feedback have you got from teachers, and how have you tried to address those challenges?
Yeah, so we receive a lot of feedback from teachers. We started with a small group, and we have been learning a lot from this conversation with the teachers. We have been expanding the range of tools, because what we planned initially was obviously not enough for the users. So we have been trying to add more tools and also change their functions a little bit to meet the needs of teachers and learners at the same time. And the thing is that with language teaching, you always need to cater to the needs of different students with different backgrounds. And it's very difficult to create universal tools that will help everyone, yes. You know, to the same degree. So we have been really working a lot with feedback that we receive. And it's one of the challenges that we've had so far, adjusting the content on the platform to what the teachers actually need.
Mm-hmm. What would you say is the most common feedback, or the most common types of feedback that you get regarding using TWE?
I would say it's that teachers would like to include something else, because each teacher particular has their own favorite exercise, their own favorite tool. So I receive a lot of emails daily saying that, you know, it would be great if you included the fill in the gap activity. It would be great if you made if we could add target vocabulary to discussion questions, and so on. So it's a never ending process, really.
Yeah, I can imagine. There's always something else that can be added, and it's you think you've thought of everything, and then other things pop up. I know how you feel, because I've been there too with creating materials in the past. So let's imagine I'm a teacher and I'm using TWE. What are the benefits for me? How's it going to help me, and how's it going to make my planning and delivery more effective?
So first of all, if you think about a language teacher, the first purpose of TWE is to save the time, because there are a lot of exercises that need to be created manually. Like, for example, you download a text or a transcript, you need to create a fill in the gap activity. You actually need to put a lot of time into reading the script and creating gaps and creating the correct answers. And this applies to many other exercises as well. Or sometimes you have a student who is interested in something very specific, and you're struggling with finding the right materials, like an article or a video about it. With TWE, you can just put in the topic or the target vocabulary, and it literally, in a couple of seconds, generates the text for you. So wow. It's really amazing, because it's a time saver. And it also, I would say, it transforms teachers from users of content into creators of content, because normally you use a certain course book, you're just using the content from the book. Of course, you're adjusting it, and you know, this is the role of you as a teacher, I guess. But sure. Here you have the opportunity to create content of your own. And I think it dramatically changes the learning outcomes, because if the student sees that the text that they're reading is not some, you know, classic topic from a course book about crime or environment, it's something that they are interested in, I think it gives you points as a teacher, because the student sees that you created this for them specifically.
Right. That's a wonderful part of it, because it feels like the student is kind of having tailor-made content that's engaging for them and meets their needs. So I think that's a really powerful way that it's going to help teachers for sure. Could you share any examples of how TWE has been used successfully by teachers? Do you have any success stories, or what's some positive feedback you received about how it helps teachers?
Right, yeah. So we, as I said before, we receive a lot of feedback daily. And from what we know, TWE has been used not only to create individual lessons, but also for ESL, EFL courses in different countries, which is so surprising. And as TWE is mainly used for lesson preparation, not listen as it is. It's hard to observe and assess its, you know, direct impact on the classroom itself. Sure. But again, we have a lot of teachers sharing their experience on social media. And from what we have seen, TWI has been really useful in improving this experience of language learning, in particular English learning for students.
Yeah. That's amazing. And this is something I'm definitely going to look into more. I've already taken a little look, but maybe I'm actually going to take that leap and try it now. And I'll also encourage your listeners to do so. And I'll provide the links for this as well at the end of our interview. There is a lot of, you know, there is a lot of things out there at the moment. And, you know, teachers are bombarded with different tools, different platforms, different, you know, apps and so on. So how do you think TWI differs from these? And how does it kind of stand out in terms of its suitability for ESL or English teachers?
That's an awesome question. So I think at this point, everyone has heard of ChatGPT being used for teaching lesson preparation. And even though it's quite controversial because it's a language model that generates text for you and exercises for you, it's quite controversial because you always need to monitor the output. The difference between this chat, ChatGPT, and TWI is that you have to communicate with the chat. And even though it's a powerful tool that can create materials for you, you still need to write prompts and requests that will give you exactly what you need. And true. With TWI, it has been created for teachers specifically. So, you know, it's a different animal. You just click one button, basically, and it provides you with what you need. You don't need to write complicated requests and then adjust what the chat has given you to what you actually need. So I guess that's the main difference from other text generators available that can be used for language teaching. And as for other tools, I guess that TWI is taking a niche that hasn't been taken yet, because indeed there are a lot of amazing language learning and language teaching tools with interactive exercises and all that, but it's just a little bit different because TWI is AI based. So I would say it's more comparison with other AI tools is more relevant here.
I see, and I agree with what you said about ChatGPT. I mean, it can definitely do some basic things. It can provide a quantity, but not necessarily the quality that we need. And, you know, I think sometimes people spend so much time on it, it might just be easier to just go ahead and actually create the materials than work through all the prompts and everything. So I can definitely see the advantages of TWI as a tool for teachers, for sure. What's your vision for TWI? Kind of what's the long-term goal, or what do you want to try to develop or continue working on as you go through this journey with TWI?
We can't share much, because, you know, it's all top secret and
absolutely
stuff. But
I understand.
We are planning to include certain features beyond simple exercises like filling the gap or matching. More about production, more about interaction. So stay tuned and you'll be mind blown.
Oh, wow. I like the cliffhanger. That's great. Yeah, that's great. That's great. Yeah, I think, you know, for me, when I'm teaching, one thing that I really love is, again, this might be something you might want to note down, but something I really love is giving activities for learners where they can record their own responses, either in audio form or in video form, and then being able to give feedback on those. That is something that I really think is valuable and important. And there are some tools out there that are not the greatest. There's kind of some ways around it, but that would be a great tool that I would love just personally as a teacher. So,
absolutely.
Yeah. So how do you see TWI evolving to meet the changing needs of ESL teachers? Because I've just kind of given an example. How is TWI going to develop and how is it going to evolve as we go through? And kind of, you know, what do you see as some things that might need to be done in the future generally?
So as I said before, we receive a lot of feedback from teachers, and we're really trying to adjust the content on the platform to what they really want and what they really need. Sure. And then I think the needs of teachers are also changing because of AI and all that. So, you know, this summer, I think teachers will have a lot of work because they will need to readjust the lesson plans considering the fact that the students can generate their homework now, mm-hmm. and there is actually no way to determine whether the student wrote that him or herself, or it was the chat, for example. So here you really need to readjust your teaching content and make it more tailored to the students and make it more interactive, more interesting. Yes. So I guess here TWE might help teachers.
Yeah, I think that's a great point. A lot of teachers are going to have to repurpose that material. They're going to have to, upgrade that material. And I like what you said there, because AI is going to play a role in how students do work and how students complete assignments. So hopefully TWE can help bridge that gap. And I think as well, in terms of assessment, I think that's going to be huge. So I think one thing that a lot of teachers are telling me nowadays is, how do I assess students? Because they can use these tools like ChatGPT. How do I know what's theirs and what isn't, et cetera? So, you know, that's something that I think hopefully TWE can help with as well. Another thing that I, you know, that I hear about from students, sorry, from teachers, is about their students is when they say, you know, well, my student doesn't have the ability to do this, or their level is quite low, or, you know, this is great for regular classes, but I have a special case, or I have a unique student. So in what ways do you prioritize diversity and inclusion in the development of TWE, and how do you use it? You know, how can everyone use it, and what things have you put in place for greater accessibility and inclusion?
Yeah, so we actually take this very seriously. And the good thing about TWE is that you can generate unique content tailored to different, like you said, students' backgrounds, their different mm-hmm. abilities. And also, if we talk about teaching languages specifically, different CFR levels. This can all be tweaked using the right input. So when you write in the topic, you can also add some instructions for TWE AI to make your content more specific. You can add target vocabulary that your student knows or that you would like your student to know. So it's really, really unique in the sense, because you can match the content to your particular student. Of course, you still require teacher's competence. I'm not trying to say, you know, you can just put in whatever you like and TWE AI will give you your perfect teaching content, and then you're just a talking head that is, you know, you don't need any competence. Of course you do. All the materials that are generated, they need to be proofread. You need to assess them as a teacher and make sure that they match the needs of your student. So yes, it's by no means a replacement for teachers. It's just a tool that helps them be better teachers.
I like that. I like that. I think that's good advice. And just on that topic, you know, what is some other advice you might give to teachers? Because they might think, they might get the impression, oh, I can just go to TWE and TWE will do everything. I can just sit back, relax, you know, not even look at it and just teach it right away. You've said obviously that isn't the case. So what's some other advice you might give to teachers who are looking to use TWE and integrate it into their classroom?
Yeah, so you know the times that we're living in right now, it's definitely not the time for relaxation, especially this summer. Mm-hmm. Just like I said before, we need to fundamentally rethink what we're teaching and how we're teaching it. And my advice to teachers would be to embrace AI, because it will transform many industries, and education is one that will be influenced first, or maybe one of the first. So you really need to embrace the challenges and the possibilities that AI gives you as a teacher, as a language teacher in particular, and learn. That's my advice.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. I think this journey, you know, as teachers, we're sometimes looking for what's the quick fix, but not necessarily what's the easiest, you know, thing to do. We try to complicate things sometimes when, you know, if we take a little bit of time, a little bit of effort to master something and really be comfortable with something, then we get a lot more out of it. And I think this is wonderful because, you know, I create materials a lot. I know a lot of teachers do. And I love the fact that on TWE, we can get things like YouTube videos. We can just generate questions from them. We can look at a text and it pulls out, you know, activities for vocabulary, for quotes, for facts. So this is amazing. And I think it's going to be a real time saver for our listeners, which is amazing. Could you share any upcoming features or developments for TWE that would be especially good for ESL teachers and ESL students specifically? Is there anything in the pipeline or in the works?
We have been asked a lot about including other languages, but this is something we're not considering yet. So this is not one of those features. Just wanted to stress that. But now we're really focused on English as a foreign language, and we really want to work in that direction. And like I said before, we're thinking about including tools aimed more at interaction and more at production rather than doing simple exercises like matching or filling the gaps or answering ABCD questions.
Yes, I like that you already have a really wide range of activities that you can do anyway with TWE, which is great. Do you think that ever be a time where we can drop an audio file or a recording in, and that could be transcribed and used for activities? Is that something that could be available soon?
That's actually a great idea. We can already do, you can put in the link to any YouTube video, be it actually a video or a podcast, for example, and you can transcribe that. So we already have it. As for putting other recordings, like something you have on your laptop, for instance, that's a great idea. We'll think about this.
Okay, fantastic. So I'm really excited now. I really want to explore and dig in and get familiar with TWE. So I can see if we go to your website, twe.com, we can start early access to try it for free, which is amazing. So is that the best way for our listeners to get involved and to start using TWE for their planning and for their preparation?
Yeah, exactly. You simply go to the website, twe.com, and you sign up. With your email, you receive a demo video and a short description about how to best use the tools. And of course, if anyone has any questions, they can always contact us on social media or through email. So it's really an easy process.
Yeah, I can see here Instagram, which is TWEHQ. You're also on YouTube as well, TWEHQ, and then TikTok, TWEHQ. So that is how you can get in touch with Alina and to find out more about TWE. So I will definitely be sharing the link in the description for the episode, so listeners can just check below. And thank you so much for taking time to come and talk to us today about TWE and share a really powerful, amazing tool that's going to benefit our teachers and our listeners a lot. Thank you for that, Alina.
Thank you so much. This was really interesting.
It was indeed a very interesting conversation with Alina. I hope you guys are able to enjoy TWE and to use it for your planning and preparation just to cut down on that time and hopefully save you, you know, a lot of potential headaches with planning and prep, because I know how difficult it can be as a teacher to do that. So that is TWE. You can just go to twe.com or just search for that on Google. You'll find it right away. You can sign up for free and start experimenting and hopefully using TWE in your lesson planning process. Well, that is almost it for the end of the season 5. Once again, just a huge thank you to everyone who supported us this season. Like I said, I know Faye isn't here, but she is really grateful and very humbled by all the support and the love that you've sent her way. So thank you for that. I really, do feel that it's helped me to also continue the podcast and help, share great content and, to meet great guests. So thank you so much for your input and for your engagement on that. I'm really proud to say that we've built a listenership of around 10,000 downloads a month, which is fantastic for a podcast of this this kind of genre. And to have 3,000 plus followers on Instagram again is fantastic. It's not just about the numbers, but also it's about the engagement in the community. So thank you for all the wonderful emails that you send. And if you do have anything you'd like to ask us or anything you'd like to email us about, you can do that at esltalkpodcast@gmail.com. Again, if you'd like to get in touch to be a guest on next season 6, you can just go to our website, esl-talk.com, click be a guest, and you can obviously fill in a few details and we'll get in touch with you to schedule an interview for season 6. And again, when season 6 does drop, that is to be announced shortly. Make sure you are subscribed to us. You can do that through Apple, on Apple Podcasts, iTunes, Spotify, etc., your podcast player of choice. Don't forget to subscribe. It really helps us. And also just make sure you can get the episodes as soon as they drop as well. So that is it. 15 episodes. Season 5 is wrapped up. It's been another amazing season. Again, we will be announcing very shortly, so do stay tuned on the website and on Instagram for the updates. We will see you very soon with more new guests, more great content, and hopefully Faye will be back to help with season 6 as well. Thank you so much, everyone. Really appreciate it. Have a wonderful next few months, and we'll see you soon for a brand new season. Bye-bye.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
How would you like to look 5 years younger? In a clinical study, people that had volume added with Juvederm Voluma XC in the cheeks perceived themselves as looking 5 years younger at 6 months after treatment. Look younger, feel like you. Add volume for lift and contour in the cheeks with Juvederm Voluma XC. Reverse signs of aging by adding volume to smooth laugh lines with Juvederm Volure XC. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com. Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you.
When it comes to your finances, you think you've done it all. You've saved, you've researched, and you've invested all that you can. Now it's time to take those investments to the next level by using the brand behind every great investor, Yahoo Finance. As America's number one finance destination, Yahoo Finance has everything you need, whether you're a seasoned trader or just dipping your toes into the market. Join the millions of investors who trust Yahoo Finance to guide them on their financial journey. For comprehensive financial news and analysis, visit yahoofinance.com, the number one financial destination, yahoofinance.com.
Thank you for listening. Don't forget to subscribe for even more ESL teaching content.